With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Just in time for tomorrow night's presidential debate, former President Trump has been freed from some of the restrictions imposed by a gag order.
The judge in the New York criminal trial modified the gag order, allowing Trump to talk about witnesses and the jury in the criminal case that led to a first-ever presidential conviction. But Judge Juan Marchand says Trump must wait until after his sentencing next month to comment publicly about court staffers, the prosecution, and their families.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court appears poised to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a patient's health is at serious risk as a legal case plays out. That's according to a Bloomberg News report. Bloomberg says a copy of the opinion was briefly posted on the court's website. Severe storms with tornado warnings brought hail and heavy rain to parts of the Midwest as floodwaters breached levees in Iowa, creating disaster conditions that prompted evacuations. President Biden declared a major disaster for several counties in Iowa. Airbag issues have led to a recall by Volkswagen.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 271,000 SUVs because the front passenger airbag may not inflate in a crash. Cars covered include certain Atlas SUVs from the 2021 through the 2024 model years and some 2020 through 2024 Atlas Cross Sports SUVs. VW says that wiring under the front passenger seat can develop a fault. If that happens, it could deactivate the sensor that determines if a passenger is on board. I'm Shelley Adler.
Stocks are higher, the Dow up 28 points, the NASDAQ adding 54 points. This is SRN News. Civil liberties groups have filed a lawsuit challenging Louisiana's new Ten Commandments law.
At issue is the new law mandating that the Ten Commandments must be displayed in every public school classroom starting next year. Opponents argue that the law is a violation of separation of church and state and that the display will isolate students, especially those who are not Christian. Proponents say the measure is not solely religious and has historical significance. In the language of the law, the Ten Commandments are foundational documents of our state and national government. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to intervene for the second time in a dispute between Hungary and Holocaust survivors who want to be compensated for property confiscated from them during World War II. The justices say they will hear arguments in the fall in Hungary's latest bid to end the lawsuit filed 14 years ago by survivors, all of whom are over 90. This is SRN News. Oklahoma's Supreme Court rules a publicly funded religious charter school is unconstitutional.
The state's high court determined the school board's 3-2 vote last year to approve the application by the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma for the St. Isidore of Seville virtual charter school violates both Oklahoma and U.S. constitutions as well as state law. Oklahoma's Republican governor supported the school, but Oklahoma's Republican attorney general calls it a tremendous victory for religious liberty, saying the framers of the Constitution understood how to best protect it by preventing the state from sponsoring any religion at all. I'm Julie Walker.
A suspect in an Ohio killing has been rearrested after a jail mistakenly released him because of a typo. 22-year-old Amarian Sanders was caught in a morning traffic stop in Cleveland. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.